We are yet again starting the hour with a story about a mass shooting at a place of worship. The rabbi at the synagogue that was attacked on Saturday in Southern California is mourning the death of one of his congregants. Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein spoke to reporters about the only fatality in the shooting, Lori Gilbert Kay.
Lori took the bullet for all of us. She died to protect all of us. She didn't deserve to die. She's such a kind, sweet-hearted, just a good human being. She didn't deserve to die right in front of my eyes.
Goldstein was among three people injured in the shooting at Chabad of Poway in San Diego County. And the shooting follows months of violence committed at places of worship around the world.
A horrifying attack, the worst ever mass shooting in New Zealand. A gunman wearing a bulletproof vest moving from room to room at one mosque, killing men, women and children. That took around 15 minutes. Then a second mosque was attacked.
Police 290 people are now known to have died in a series of explosions that hit churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Joining us now is Atalia Omer, who's Associate Professor of Religion at the University of Notre Dame. Atalia, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
In each of these cases, whether you're talking about the attack at the synagogue or the attack at the churches in Sri Lanka or the attack on the mosques in New Zealand, the attackers themselves could have, if they just wanted to kill people indiscriminately, they could have just gone into the street and done it, but they didn't. They did it at these places of worship while people, in many cases, were praying. Why do you think that is?
There is places of worship are also places that have high level of visibility. The symbolic meanings of those places really increase the performance of a spectacle, which is often a major motivation of such terrorist actions. These are also places of great vulnerability where people come in a communal fashion to be together. It's a space of vulnerability that moves beyond just simply the act of worship. Also, they signal that it's a calculated attack on a particular group of people.
And also in each of these cases, the attackers, as far as we know, were not atheists. They themselves were religious people.
Or at least in their self-understanding of their identity. Of course, many people in their respective communities they invoke would contest their appeals to religiosity. But yeah, it goes back to the issue of a very contested and charged levels of rhetoric and also really exposing the intersections between different kind of targeting of communities. So we see the intersection between anti-Muslim hostilities and anti-Semitism in the case of the U.S., for instance.
I remember a class that I took in college with the late Elie Wiesel, who said that one of the things that needed to happen among the world's great religions is more communication, that there needed to be more of an understanding on the part of Muslims, Christians, and Jews, and others, of each other. What do you think could be done now to make that kind of thing happen?
I mean, I fully agree with this particular framing of Wiesel. The problem is that if in response to witnessing those kind of acts of violence that target religious communities, we again revert back to kind of an argument that somehow religious traditions are the cause of these acts of violence against churches, against synagogues, against mosques, then again we slide into kind of a historical, decontextualized perspective that really doesn't go into the complexity of both global discourses, but also on a case-by-case basis. But some people within religious communities recognize how they need to stand together in solidarity to fight such attacks, to really fight kind of large claims about this religion or that religion and so forth. So these are very encouraging signs on the ground that do convey communication, but also recognize that it's better to move away from big claims about religious traditions and recognize kind of the humanity of people and their actual struggles on the ground and how they all connect to kind of broader ideological complexities and issues. In the case of the U.S., it's the question of how Muslim communities and Jewish communities are both target of white nationalism and xenophobia and anti-immigration. And that these are not separate issues, but connected issues. So the question is how to, again, consolidate their solidarity and their core resistance to those forces.
That's Atalia Omer, who is an associate professor of religion at the University of Notre Dame. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.